Hello and welcome. I'm Tracy McClure. Wherever in the world Catholics may be preparing to celebrate Easter, their thoughts and prayers will go to the Holy Land, the land of Christ's birth. In order to help us enter into this season's mysteries, what better place to go than to Jerusalem, the city of the Lord's Passion, Death, and Resurrection? Father David Neuhaus, the Patriarchal Vicar for Hebrew-speaking Catholics there, takes us on Holy Thursday to the Cenacle, the room of the Last Supper, where the sacrament of the Eucharist was first instituted.
On Holy Thursday, called in Arabic Thursday of the Sacraments, Khamis al-Asrar, a Christian in Jerusalem makes his or her way to Mount Zion for some moments of prayer in the room of the Last Supper. Situated just above the traditional tomb of King David and below the upper room where the disciples received the Holy Spirit on Pentecost, Christians remember here the institution of the Eucharist, Christ's gift of himself to us, a manifestation of the outpouring of his love. The special grace we can ask is to abide always in his love, to always remember that although we are sinners, we are profoundly loved by God. On this day, we experience Jesus' love as he gives us his body and blood. During the Last Supper that Jesus shares with his disciples, he gives them bread to eat and wine to drink, nourishing them with his very life, his body, and his blood. The act of feeding is one of the most intimate acts of love. It suffices to watch a mother nursing her child. Biblical Israel experienced this in the wilderness with the gift of manna, bread from heaven, God coming to nourish his own in a place of nothingness. Jesus comes in the Last Supper to feed the disciples with his own life, a life poured out for them. This gift of love is for them despite the fact that they are weak, confused, afraid. One of them will betray him. One of them will deny him, and all will abandon him. And despite his knowledge of their fragile humanity, he pours out his life for them on the eve of the violent taking of his life by others. This gift of love, the gift of his life, is complemented with his stooping down to wash their feet. They are clean as they sit down to eat, but their feet must be constantly washed by him as they tread on in their world of darkness and fragility. In his stooping down, Jesus reaches deep into the reality of his all too human disciples and seeks to lift them up with him into the kingdom of his Father. After the supper, Jesus leads his disciples to Gethsemane that same night. There he gives perfect expression to his willingness to do his Father's will, to lead his Father's children back home. His love of his Father and his love of his disciples are one in his act of giving of self. As he finishes his prayer, his disciples asleep, they come to arrest him.